With SRN News, I'm Bernie Bennett. Both the House and Senate have acted decisively to pass a bill to force the Justice Department to publicly release its files on its convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. In a remarkable display of approval from an effort that had struggled for months to overcome opposition from both President Trump and Republican leadership. At a news conference before the House vote, Speaker Mike Johnson says Democrats are trying to distract from their own failures by suddenly seeming to care about the Jeffrey Epstein scandal.
And in a desperate attempt, they're trying to somehow tie President Trump to the scandal. President Trump has nothing to do with it. He has said himself he has nothing to hide.
A high-profile public figure is stung by emails connecting him with the late convicted defender.
Larry Summers is one of those whose name is listed among the wealthy and influential people in Epstein's network, as indicated by emails made public by House Democrats last week. In response, Summers has issued a statement saying he would step back from public commitments, as the documents show he maintained a friendly relationship with Epstein long after Epstein's 2008 conviction. Summers says his association with Epstein was, quote, a major error in judgment, unquote. He intends to retain his teaching duties at Harvard. He was the university's former president as well as former Treasury Secretary under Bill Clinton. George Williams reporting.
President Donald Trump is dismissing U.S. intelligence findings that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had some duplicity in the 2018 killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The comments came as Mr. Trump warmly on Tuesday welcomed the de facto leader of Saudi Arabia on his first White House visit in several years. The U.S.-Saudi relationship has for a long time been seen as a tailspin by the operation targeting Khashoggi. Now, years later, Mr. Trump has tightened his embrace of the 40-year-old crown prince. This is SRN News. The Mayflower Compact was signed this week in 1620. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Friday marks the anniversary of the famous Pilgrim Agreement, coming just ahead of America's annual Thanksgiving Day celebrations next week. The brief document lays out a framework for the governing of the Plymouth colony and clearly defines the purpose of the Pilgrim's voyage as being, quote, for the glory of God and advancement of the Christian faith. The agreement is named after the ship that bore the Pilgrims to the New World, and they signed it while still on board. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Russian crackdown on religious freedom continues. Three more Baptist churches have been shut down for failing to register with the government. Those congregations are members of the Council of Baptist Churches, which has never registered with the government and vows never to do so. The Russian regime has been moving against all unregistered religious groups in the past 2 years, passing new restrictions on their actions. This is SRN News. Tech stocks send the market lower, correspondent Seth Sutel reports.
Stocks fell again on Wall Street at the end of another jarring day. The S&P 500 lost 0.8% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average pulled back 498 points. That's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite retreated 1.2%. Nvidia fell 2.8% after coming back from an even bigger loss earlier. Markets have been worrying that the huge gains in AI stars like Nvidia may have gone too far. Bitcoin has also been going into reverse. The OG crypto token briefly pulled below $90,000. It was worth about $125,000 a month ago. Seth Sutel, New York.
Many big investors still seem to expect stock prices to rise further, according to the latest monthly survey by global fund managers by Bank of America Global Research. But when asked what the number one risk for the market is, one with a lower probability of happening by chance or very big damage, 44, 45% of